Well, good morning to Searching the Scriptures. Delighted that we have the privilege, the opportunity to teach the gospel, to teach the word of God this morning by way of radio. And we hope as we study from the scriptures that that's what we're going to do. We're going to search the scriptures as we study, that we'll just listen, take it to heart, be made better, and just be pointed in the right direction, because God, he tells us what's right. Now, Satan, he's trying to deceive us and lead us down the wrong path. But we don't want to listen to him. We want to listen to God, because he's going to tell us just the way it is and what we need to know. And so we hope as we listen to the word of the Lord that we will give careful attention to what is being taught. We'd like to invite you to the regular services today at the Pine Top Church of Christ. We meet at 1102 Pine Top Road in Russell Springs, Kentucky. That's in the Windsor community of Russell County. We'll begin this morning at 9 a.m. Central, and then the worship will be at 9:45, and then again this evening at 4:30 this afternoon, all Central Time. Hope you set your clocks by, or set your clocks forward. Don't forget that. If you forgot, you'll miss an hour of service, so don't do that. Be sure you get there on, get services on time. All right, well, this past week, early Tuesday morning, around 2 o'clock in the morning in the Nashville area, some tornadoes. It looked like very powerful tornadoes, looking at the pictures. And at the time of the recording, there's been about 22 people. I don't know, probably there'll be more that passed away in the tragedy of this strong tornado or tornadoes that came through early Tuesday morning. And it actually relates to one of the brothers at Campbellsville, Steve Lee, his niece. She was one of the victims of the tornado, and not sure about her husband and child. Recording this a little early for the radio program, but nevertheless, it sort of hits home. And that's the lesson we want to talk about, and that is the brevity of life. I mean, here, you know, families go to bed. You probably sound asleep, maybe. 2 o'clock in the morning, these storms and the tornadoes form, and they hit with such power and just destroy homes. And, well, you're called in the midst of that. And what does that tell us? That nobody's promised tomorrow. We just don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what each day holds for us. And that's just a very important lesson. Sometimes I think people think, well, you talk about that stuff, it sounds like a bunch of preacher talk. Well, let me tell you, it's not preacher talk. It is Bible talk. It is the fact and reality of life, that life is brief. People going to bed, next thing you know, people are killed by a strong tornado or whatever may come our way. We don't know. There's any number of things that can befall us that take away our life in this world. And so we would hope that we would think soberly and seriously. We'll begin our study here in the book of James, chapter 4. In James chapter 4, in verse 13, James says, "Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we will live and do this and do that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil." So James points out that being overconfident about tomorrow, that we make plans, but we must always remember that nothing wrong with making plans, but always remember that's if the Lord wills. If the Lord wills that there stands. If the Lord wills that we live. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And what happened this past week is another reminder. We live in a world of temporary. Life is like a vapor. Oh, here you are, you're cooking some beans, or you're boiling some chicken, and boy, you take off that lid, and boy, that steam just boils up, and you can see it. And soon, it just disappears. And you know, that's kind of the way life is. I mean, it's here today and gone tomorrow. I mean, here's a young person that personally know that was caught up in the tornado and was killed by the destruction that was left behind. Young. Don't know exactly how old. Maybe mid to late 20s, something like that. Maybe 30. I'm not sure. But here's the point. We're not promised tomorrow. Nobody has a lease on life. Like somehow you can just bank on and count on tomorrow and what tomorrow holds, and you're going to have so many days to live. We don't know that. We absolutely don't know that. And that's the reality of life. Life is like a vapor. And if we make plans, it should always be in the back of the mind. If the Lord will, we will live and do this and do that. And don't be overconfident about tomorrow. I mean, there are other verses that come to my mind on this topic. Like, for instance, Saul was seeking after David, just continually trying to hound him. And in 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 3, "And David sware moreover and said, Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in your eyes. And he said, Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." And that is the reality of life also. There's but a step. I mean, a step. If you took a big step, 3 feet. Do you realize every time we drive down the highway and we're out traveling 55 miles an hour and a car meets us, it's just about 3 feet away. That's just a step. Something mishap takes place. Maybe there's mechanical failure and collide head on. It's generally not a good outcome. Two cars traveling at 55 miles an hour. That's like the impact of hitting something at 110 miles per hour. Just the pure physics of it. Most people don't survive. And if you do, it's going to be a long recovery, generally. And that's just what David said. There is but a step between me and death. And that's so true for all of us. Just a step. Just 3 feet apart. Every time you go down the highway, just remember that. And we don't know what comes in our life that, you know, we will have to face and step into eternity. And so we need to be ready. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1, the wise man said, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Those people that got on the planes for 9/11. I mean, how many were thinking, "Oh, well, you know, this is going to be our last day, and we're going to meet a tragic death, and it's going to be horrible." Probably not. I mean, any number of things that can happen, just accident, natural accidents, or other tragedies, pipelines blowing up, mechanical failure, something happening inside your body, you've got an aneurysm, it burst, and in just a few minutes you bleed out inside because your heart just pumps and pumps all the blood into your chest cavity and you die. A clot hits your heart, and soon your heart stops because lack of blood. You're into a heart attack. Goes to your brain, and you suffer a massive stroke and die. I mean, any number of things, ladies and gentlemen, any number of things can happen to us. And what's the point? The point is that life is temporary. We're not promised tomorrow. We have today. Yesterday is history, so we can't go back and relive that. But we do have today. So what do we need to do? Well, we need to live in view of that fact and that reality of the brevity of life and how life is so fragile, can be taken away in just a moment's notice. We never know what may befall us. And so may we always be thinking about these kinds of texts that tell us about death and how definitely it can come at any moment. And then I think of another passage there in Luke chapter 12. Here's a man's all bent out of shape about an inheritance, and he asks Jesus, "Hey, Jesus, can you talk to my brother about this inheritance?" And da 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 da. And he's all wrapped up about material things. And Jesus' exhortation is, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not of the abundance of things which he possesseth." That seems to be kind of the more root cause, not injustice and unfairness, but more of covetousness. And then Jesus gives that story, a parable. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, "What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits." And he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I build all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said unto him, 'Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" What do we see here? Oh, here's this man. I mean, he's just doing great and farming's booming and he's thinking about what to do with all this money. And instead of maybe thinking about how to share it or something positive, and how he's going to store it up, tear down his barn, build bigger barns, and he's going to have so much. Well, he's going to be able to retire early and set back and take it easy, and it's all going to be wonderful, so he thinks. And so he has planned everything out. He's overconfident about his future. And we don't know what our future holds. And what does God say? "Thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee." Tonight, you will pass away. Then what? What about all these things you're proud? Who's they going to be? See, he was providing all these things for himself, but he's going to be taken away. So what's going to happen to all of them? And you see, it's a story. When God says, "Thou fool," when the Bible talks about a fool in passages like this, not talking about somebody mentally incapacitated or mentally deficient. It's talking about people that make bad choices. Could know better, should know better, ought to know better. Every reason to know better, but choose not to and make bad choices. Yeah, this man was foolish. "This night, your soul would be required of it." That just kind of wasn't in his planning about dying. His planning, store up all these goods and retire early and have plenty to eat, drink, and be merry, etc. But he didn't plan. He didn't plan for dying. He didn't plan for eternity. And so Jesus says in verse 21, "So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." You see, he didn't think about God. God just wasn't in the equation of his thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, God needs to be in the equation in our thinking about serving him, following him, doing what's right, being right with God, thinking about eternity, thinking about the day of judgment. It is the point unto man wants to die. And after this is judgment, we don't get around this. Yeah, the psalmist says 70, 70 years and by reason of strength 80, but it is soon cut off and we fly away. We're not promised tomorrow. Nobody is. Sometimes the very old die, sometimes the middle-aged die, sometimes even the young die. Because that's the world we live in. Life is temporary. So the question is your life right with God? Are you prepared for the coming of the Lord? Are you prepared to die? Yeah, life will soon pass. And so the question is, are we ready? You can be through Christ Jesus. Well, we're out of time. Again, we invite you to come and be with us at the services of the Pine Top Church of Christ. I'd love to have you. If we can help in any way, give us a call at 606-308-9000. 5077, my cell phone number. Be happy to talk and reason with you from the scriptures. Until next time, we bid you farewell.